Hey everyone, what's going on? My name's Samuel Davis, and this is That Person You Hate. This is the intro episode to the podcast where I'm going to talk a little bit about myself to give you guys, the listeners, an idea of who I am so you can kind of know what you're going to get when you're tuning in to listen to me. And then I'm also going to talk about my ideas for the podcast, my vision for it, and just give you guys kind of a sense of where I want to go with things. Right now I'm by myself, obviously. I'm actually recording into my iPhone headphones, so I apologize if the sound quality isn't the best. As time goes on, I plan on investing in more equipment and getting the things I need to kind of advance the production of this podcast and turn it into something a bit more than it is, right? I don't want to put too many expectations on it. I don't want it to be something that's super formal. Right now, I guess my ideas kind of revolve around having on guests and getting into discussions with people about, specifically, if I were to go into it, right, the idea of the podcast is, right, so That Person You Hate. I chose this title just because I feel like right now is a time where it's so easy to take a look at somebody at first glance, maybe check out their Instagram, their Twitter, whatever, and make an assumption or form an opinion around somebody just based off kind of what you're seeing on the surface. And, you know, I feel like as people, we've all kind of been in a situation where we've been misinterpreted or misunderstood, and maybe not on the same level, but to an extent we've all kind of been a person that is seen as that person you hate. And I'm sure everybody, I mean, I can't assume that, but I would imagine that everybody's had a situation like this in their life before. And so with this podcast, I really want to have people on who are willing to open up about a situation like that in their life and kind of talk about it, dive into it, really discuss kind of or just have like an in-depth discussion about situations like that. Maybe even looking at a current public figure or somebody who's going through a controversy and talking about that and trying to take a look at that situation and be more understanding of what's going on, because you know, right now is a beautiful time for sure. We're at a point in history that technology is really kind of taken a hold of how we communicate with each other. And what's really interesting to me is how, whether you're from an older generation or a younger generation, we're all kind of going through this together. It's a new frontier that I just think that mankind has never really seen anything like this before, and in terms of how we communicate with each other, I think it's important to now more than ever have discussion and be able to talk about these things and think critically about what's going on, just so that we can help each other grow. I personally am somebody who, I think social media is going to be like a focal point, not like the main topic of every discussion, but I think it's going to have a large role in the things that we talk about, especially when it comes to being misinterpreted or misunderstood and winding up in the hot seat as that person you hate, just because it's something that makes it really easy to like base your judgment off of, whether that's somebody's Instagram page, their Twitter, their Tumblr, or I don't know. There's probably millions of different things, and even things that I don't really know about. Like for me, I've been on and off with social media, more of like the main forms of it. I never really got into Twitter, but I'm going to start getting into that now. And even then, it's not like, I don't know. I've never really been into Instagram. I was on and off with it for the past couple of years, but I'm just starting to get into it with the, I mean, just with the fact that I'm kind of starting to put this podcast out, I want to be able to use Instagram and Twitter and social media to get people to listen in. And you know, what's great about podcasting, I think, is that it gives you the opportunity. It's like music, you know. If you like it, you can change a song. If you like what you're hearing with my podcast and you want to continue to listen, you can do that. If not, you can go and find something else that you're interested in. But just to talk a little bit more about these discussions, about being that person you hate, right? I want it to become a thing where, not that empathy is like the topic that I'm going to discuss on a daily basis, but it's more of just having that be the, I guess, the assumed mood of the conversation, or not mood, but like act, or I don't know how to phrase this, but I want like people who are on this podcast and people who are talking to, like, I don't want to say set an example. I mean, I guess I should want to say that, but once again, it's one of those things where it's like, if you like it, you do, and if you don't, you don't. But when speaking with someone and we're discussing these situations, personal experiences, whatever it may be, like, I want it to be implied to the listener that, like, we're having these discussions to generate conversation, and you know, also, like, I don't want it to be super formal. Like, I'm not going to have a list of a million questions that I'm going to ask the guests that I have on and try and grill them and make them say things or whatever. I'm not trying to start controversy by any means with this. It's more of I want it to be a place where, you know, whether I have one guest on, two guests on, whether it be friends, family, people I don't know, people I do know, I just want it to be a place where I have those people on and we sit down and we talk, you know, like any podcast. And I'm sure there are a lot of podcasts that will be more informational and give you more like facts about life, maybe if you're interested in learning things or, you know, whatever it may be. There's, I'm sure, a podcast out there for you. But if you want to, I guess with this, if you want to listen in on this, what I'm trying to hopefully start getting across with this is that it's important for people to have discussions about maybe mistakes that they've made or times where you were wrong, and being able to, and in a lot of ways too, like, I guess a good example of somebody that I envision just having on a podcast or having a conversation with on the podcast would be a guy like Colin Kaepernick, who to me really symbolizes somebody who's kind of sat in the hot seat for an action that he took. And in this case, I don't believe it was a mistake at all. I think he's completely just in doing what he did by taking a knee. And you know, it's kind of years removed now at this point from the first time he did it. But You know, I think that that is a moment in history that's going to be remembered forever for the right reasons. And regardless of whatever kind of feedback he received at first, maybe not being able to play the game that he loves, you know, whatever it may be, I think that there was a time in this whole controversy that surrounds him, that could be looked, or where he could be looked at as that person you hate, right? Because I'm sure there are so many people that changed their viewpoints on him because of this thing that he did. And just once again, this is more of giving you guys, the listeners, an idea of exactly the type of person that I want, or at least I just envision having a conversation with about something like that. Because I think that there's a lot of interesting discussion that can come from that, and hearing him speak about it would be fucking phenomenal. And I'm sure in the future, maybe I'll try and invest in getting people, getting him or someone similar to him, or just people who have done things like that. And it doesn't even have to be something that large. I think that that's like a dream guest, right? Colin Kaepernick would be somebody that I work towards having on the podcast one day. I'm sure as things kind of take off, I'll start off with people within like the close proximity of myself, or you know, people I meet, or people who reach out to me. You know, because it's not like, for me, I'm not really into the idea of doing this for myself. Like, I feel like today, you know, especially with social media and having lived in LA now for a couple of years, right? Like, it becomes this thing about competition and becoming someone, and you know, my page has this many followers, so I'll give you a shout out so you can get some of my followers. And like, for me, I honestly don't give a fuck about any of that, and I say that with the most seriousness, because it really, like, it does not matter, in my opinion. You know, I praise all those people who have kind of made themselves into social media stars, and in no way am I trying to sound like a hater or a troll or whatever. I'm just talking about my personal viewpoint on it. And like, I just started my Instagram page like, what, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even last week, and I think I'm at 10 followers right now, and I promise you, if it stays that way forever, I won't feel any type of way. But I think that that's something that I want to talk about on the show, because I feel like that's becoming a very, very important aspect of our society. Like, how credible are you depends on how many followers you have. Like, and that for me is such, could generate so much interesting conversation just based off of like, what are we trying to go for as a people, you know? But once again, these are all discussions that I look forward to having with people I have on the show. I'm really just talking about this now to give you guys, once again, like a general overview of the things I want to do with this podcast, and I guess like the thoughts that I'm having about it right now. And that's why I'm doing this intro episode, is to just really get this idea out there. Yeah, just kind of give you guys something to start off with. I'm debating right now on doing maybe like another one or two intro episodes as I get closer to actually being able to put an episode out. But I'll get into that a little bit more towards the end. Right now, I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about who I am. My name's Samuel Davis. I'm 25 years old. I'm currently a over-the-road truck driver, which has, if you ask me how I got here, well, it's been interesting. And part of the reason why I'm getting into doing this podcast is because, like, I want to get out of this. And I'm actually moving out of doing this. I'm trying to, like, the whole deal, I guess, and I'll just explain this to fucking explain it, whatever. I started this job last year, and I got it because I had just kind of come out of a strange phase of my life, where I was dealing with a lot of different shit. And in order to get your commercial driver's license, you have to be sober, which was one of the main reasons why I did this. And if you know what's gone on with me over the past couple of years, my close family definitely does. Like, this was probably the best thing I could have done for myself, just in terms of the situation that I was in. And so I went online and I just signed up with this company, and the whole thing is, like, they put you through, like, a school to get your commercial driver's license, your CDL, your Class A, and you go through the school, you take your driver's test, and you get your license, and then you sign a contract with this company for a year, and you drive for them. I've been driving nationally, and I just moved on to the Western Regional Fleet, so I've been doing the Western states for the past couple, past 2 months or so. The whole thing within the trucking industry is just getting experience so you can get the job you want. And, for me, now that I've gotten to my year, there are a couple local companies in Southern California that I'm looking at, so that I can get off being a national driver and being out on the road for so long. Like, I was essentially doing 2 months at a time with 4 days off, and that was just absolute shit. Like, you just don't have time to do anything. And being able to eat healthy is just something that's not possible. Unless you plan on starving yourself, whatever. I mean, all the details of this is just stuff that I want to skip over, because right now, like, I am focused on getting a job where I'm home every day, working for a company that hauls, like, local freight, whether it be gas or whatever. I'm just trying to focus on, over the next month or so, getting with a company that allows me to be at home, so that I can work more on this podcast, and be able to start putting out content on a consistent basis. And also, I did mention in an Instagram post that I want to start doing open mic comedy. And I actually, last week while I was home, I went and did an open mic at the Ha Ha Cafe Comedy Club on Lancashire in North Hollywood. And let's just say it was, I'm glad that I didn't tell anybody that I was doing it, because it was a comedy in itself, I'll put it that way. But I'm just trying to get myself away from this company right now, so that I can go home and be based in LA and start to do more things for this podcast, and also get into comedy. So I'm a truck driver. Like I said, how I got here is kind of a crazy road. But to give you a little bit of background about where I come from, I was born in Pasadena, California. I have an older brother, younger sister. I was raised in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Berkshire County. I got into playing lacrosse when I was younger. I played a bunch of different sports. But I started playing lacrosse, and that was really the sport that I like became fascinated with, and it kind of became my life as I grew up. But I'll get into that a little bit more as I just kind of continue to talk. I'm a mixed race, so I'm half white, half black. My mom's white. She was born in Jersey City. My dad is black. As far as I know, he was born in the Bronx. Like, my grandma's been there for 50 years, so. Yeah, I mean. Let's see. Played lacrosse. One thing I wanted to touch on was, I'll probably bring this up a lot on the podcast, is just being mixed race. Like, I feel like I've had an interesting time kind of growing into myself throughout my life, just because I've had to, and I'm sure anybody who's mixed race deals with this in their own way, but specifically being white and black, I've kind of had to like teeter-totter between like receiving or not receiving, but like understanding and seeing the viewpoints of both races, like people who are super black have given me a lot of shit, and people who are super white have given me a lot of shit. Like, you get discrimination from both sides, and that's another reason why, like, I want to have some sit down conversations with people maybe who've had similar experiences, and just kind of talk about that, or maybe people who have seen it from the outside and want to comment on things like that. But just personally, that's something that I've always not struggled with. I would say identity, as I've grown up, has become something that I've struggled with on and off, because it's weird, because I have like a strange confidence in like who I am, in the sense that, like, for some reason, and this is not to sound like super cocky or whatever, but like I know that if I do things, I can like, if I focus on something, I'm for the most part, I just have like one of those personalities where I do it, and I do it till I'm pretty good at it. But in terms of like self-assurance, and I guess self-esteem is weird, is like I definitely have had huge battles with like depression and being comfortable in my own skin, and those are all things that I'm sure I'll touch on more in the podcast. And you know, I'm hoping that the people I have on will also be willing to open up and talk about their experiences with things like that, and trying to just kind of see how other people have dealt with those types of things in their own life. But yeah, I mean, what else? Played lacrosse, I played tennis, which is another reason, right, why like I've had a lot of instances growing up. Oh, one thing too is like, I went to prep school because lacrosse kind of became my main focus, and in Western Massachusetts, like, the lacrosse isn't as strong. I don't know if that's changed, because I've kind of been away from it a long time, but it wasn't as strong as it was out in places like Eastern Mass, where there's a lot more boarding schools, and it's more of a culture out there. So that's why my mom and I decided to get me into a prep school when I was, let's see, I left for my freshman year when I was 15. So yeah, like lacrosse was kind of becoming like the thing that I would use to be my talent, my thing. And as I grew with it, like it became interesting because like I think my personality didn't necessarily fit in with the people that I was on a team with, right? And I mean, obviously I have some qualities of a lacrosse player just because like that's what I did. That was my, for all intents and purposes, I believed that it was going to be like my profession as I grew throughout my teen years. And I think at one point I genuinely wanted it to be, but I just kind of ended up I don't know, walking away from it for a multitude of reasons, right? Like, I guess just to touch on this quickly, when I got to college, I ended up getting a scholarship to college. I played at Penn State for a year and a half, and then transferred to Boston University due to some things like I went through with my teammates at Penn State, and a lot of it was fully on me, responsibility wise. Like I was just doing a lot of dumb things, and I mean I was having a fucking blast, don't get me wrong. But in terms of like my goals with lacrosse, they became very unimportant to me because like my grandma, my mom, so my mom's mom was essentially like the woman who played a huge role in my childhood. Because like my mom and my dad split when I was like 5 or so. So like my dad left and we were, my brother, my sister and I were essentially left. Not left, but well, yeah, left. But my mom raised us and her parents also raised us. So like we were with my mom's side of the family for the most part. So I apologize too. I'm not meaning for this to sound like a therapy session. Once again, I just want to give you guys some background information on me so you have a bit more of an understanding about who I am while you're listening to the podcast. But yeah, to get back into it, we were essentially raised by the white side of my family, so with my grandma being kind of like my main, like, I guess, like caretaker. But I don't want to make it sound like my mom was non-existent, because she was very much present. But like, just where I grew up specifically, as a kid, we had so much freedom. And like our neighborhood was good in the sense that we were very tight knit, and you know, I'm super grateful to all the people that, shout out Club Circle, that I grew up around, because they, you know, the families there were amazing. Like we all became really close, and that's something that I could get into, but just the sense of community that we had was really great, and I'm super grateful to have been in that neighborhood as a kid, because it really shaped me into the person I am right now. And like just the love in that neighborhood is so strong. You know, things have definitely changed, I'm sure, but not changed in the sense of like change, but you know, people grow older and whatever, all that good stuff. But yeah, I was extremely grateful to have grown up in that neighborhood. Sorry, you'll have to forgive me if I get a little off track. It's hard to keep all these thoughts in line, like as you go along, right? I mean, we all sit down and think sometimes, and to be going off the top of the head with all of this, can be a little, I might get a little off track, so bear with me. Yeah, so to get back into it, like, my grandmother raised me, and so when she passed, I started to kind of go through a bunch of shit, in terms of, like, not dealing with it well, and like, not mourning with my family correctly, and you know, whatever it may be. I just don't think as a, whatever, 17-year-old kid, I was dealing with those things appropriately. And so, you know, for me, it was easy to dive into drugs and alcohol and doing the wrong things and kind of lose track of where I wanted to go with lacrosse because I was too busy getting caught in my own mental web to want to focus on the sport of lacrosse, especially because, like, and no offense to these people at all, but, like, I'm sure some people might agree that if you get to know some lacrosse players, like, not all of them are the greatest human beings. And at that time too, like, you're in college, like, obviously mistakes are going to be made even now in your 20s. Like, for me personally, I still feel as though mistakes are going to be made, and fuck it, you know, you grow up, like, you continue to grow, and mistakes are going to be made constantly. But just at that time specifically, like, I was around a peer group of people that were doing things that I didn't necessarily agree with. And once again, like, I've had some incidents where maybe I wasn't on my best behavior in terms of, like, how I was towards other people, but, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the podcast. That's part of being that person you hate, right? Is, looking back on your life and being able to pick out times where you were fucking up, and that's, like, you know, that's what I want with this. Is I want to be able to take a look at some of those stories, and I personally have fucking too many of them. And I'm sure if I sat here and just continued to talk, I could give you millions of examples as to why I've been that guy. I was essentially somebody who was running wild. Especially as I got into drinking and drugs in college, like, going from a small boarding school and then going to Penn State was kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like being like a fish from a lake getting thrown into the ocean and just, like, being cast into this giant world that you didn't really know existed, but it's been there the whole time. And yeah, so especially with drinking and drugs, that kind of became, well, and I don't want to make it sound like those were things that were my focus at first. I think as things progressed with not mourning for my grandmother correctly, it became more of a thing as I got a little older and became less happy with lacrosse and more concerned with, like, socializing and doing those things. But over my, what was it, 3-ish years, so a year and a half at Penn State, and then another year, so 2.5 years of college, because I left Penn State in 2014 and went to Boston University and started playing there. But yeah, just my peer group in lacrosse weren't people that I enjoyed being associated with because of, like, a lot of the things that I had seen really turned me off to wanting to be a part of that group of people. And not because the sport is bad or anything, but maybe it was just a specific group of kids I was around at the time. It really gave me a distaste and a distrust for the types of people that get involved in that sport. And once again, this is my personal experience, so I don't want people listening in to be like, how can you generalize about the sport or blah, blah, blah. This is just the shit that I saw from my perspective. And once again, that's going to be a huge part of what this podcast is about, is just hearing stories and being able to look at them objectively rather than just kind of hearing me say something and assuming you know the story. And actually, it would be really interesting. I'll probably end up doing this at some point, but reaching out to some of my former teammates at Penn State and at Boston University and trying to get maybe one or two of them to come in and sit down and have a conversation about those times, because I think that a lot of good discussion could come from that. But once again, like, my life was kind of on a downward spiral at that time, just because I wasn't really prioritizing or being logical. I was just kind of fucking around and doing the things I wanted because I didn't give a fuck. And essentially that led to me kind of developing some pretty bad habits. I was messing around with cocaine and smoking a lot of weed and drinking, habitually, and those things kind of carried over after I dropped out to some I guess more real life stories where I really put my life on the line. I think it was important for me to remove myself from that college environment completely, because had I stayed and finished my 4 years, I think I would have really, really screwed myself in terms of personal health mentally. And it's hard to say exactly, because it didn't happen. You know, I made the decision to drop out, because I think that I needed to get my own shit together in the best way I knew how, and that was leaving school and going to work. I don't know if I had touched on this yet, but we have moved back from Massachusetts out to California in 2013. So my mom had been there a year before I dropped out, and then I knew she was going to need someone to help her find an apartment. And my brother, what was my brother doing? I forget, but he was kind of unavailable at the time to be there for my mom, and my sister was still in school. So with me wanting to leave anyway, I figured the best thing for me to do was to drop out and just start working in LA and help my mom get a place, and because she had been living in her brother's guest house at the time, but they had planned on doing some work. It was important for her to find an apartment. I don't remember exactly if like they gave her a deadline or something, but we had to find a place. So I kind of, after years of convincing, I got my mom to finally agree that it was time for me to leave school. And so I moved out to Cali in fall of 2014 and started working as like a PA at this company called Sky Rentals. And PA is just like... Yeah, production assistant. I don't want to dive into my own personal opinions on that, but I enjoyed working at Sky with the people I worked there with. Maybe one day I'm sure I'll actually have some of those guys come on and do an episode or two with me, because I absolutely loved my coworkers and met a lot of interesting people working that job. So it would be interesting to have them on and shoot the shit with them, talk about that time they were that guy or that person. But yeah, what else? I'm trying to just give you guys like a loose timeline of how I got to where I am right now. Let's see. I left school in, sorry, I lost track of my thought. I left school in 2014, started working as a PA. I was still dealing with mental problems, not like mental, like psychomental. Even though, no, I'm just kidding. I was gonna make a bad joke. Working as a PA, kind of figuring my life out at this time, like, you know, I felt like dropping out of school because it was such a big thing for my life. Like, you know, a lot of people in my life, it's not like anybody, there was a couple people who were really, really proactive in trying to keep me in school and keep me from making the decision that I did. And I would actually love to reach out to those people again soon. Just one person who I can't even begin to describe my gratitude for is my high school lacrosse coach, Peter Bidstrup. One of the most like legendary people on the planet. I will forever be indebted to him, just mentally, for being there for me during a time when I needed kind of someone the most. Biddy, you're the man. There's no short, long way. There's no way other way to say it other than you're just the man. And you're always gonna be somebody who I am forever grateful to. And I had to say that just because it's just important. But yeah, other than that, also, other than him, there are a couple people that I definitely won't name. I think I'm using his name just because, you know, he's somebody that I think will always be like a father figure to me. And I hope he knows that. But, and I won't talk about this too much, but I could get into like relationship stuff. And I'm sure maybe at some point I will, with other people, but that's not a discussion that I should be having on here by myself. I think that I should have sit down conversations about relationships, because that can get dicey. But I'm super grateful to a lot of the girls that tried to be there for me, even though I'm like not the type of person to let someone do that. But I definitely I'm super grateful for the people, and once again, I don't want to use names because it's just not right. But you know, I'm sure if you end up listening to this, if you feel some type of way when you hear me say these things, then you're probably a person who I'm talking about. So thank you for trying to help me out, and you know, there are a couple of you that I'm extremely grateful for. having you there at the times that you were there for me. And once again, hopefully I'll be able to get some of these people to come on the podcast one day and want to talk and look back on things and just kind of shed some light on each other's perspectives, because I was essentially blacked out for a lot of those years, so there's a lot of filling in the gaps that I'd like to have. But yeah, you know, I was kind of sorry I got off track a little bit, but I was I had carried over some habits from college after I left, and was really trying to help myself get better. A lot of it had to do with kind of figuring out my identity and where I fit into the world, right? So what ended up happening is after about a year and a half, or maybe 2.5 years of living in Cali, I felt like I needed to go to New York to, one, because my grandmother on my dad's side is, she turned 91 this year. She'll be 92 next year. I really wanted to spend time with her because she's somebody who is essentially missing from my life my whole childhood, except for a few times. And I wanted to really get to know her and spend time with her. But I also wanted to reconcile things with my dad and figure out things on that for my own personal, I don't know, knowledge, I guess. And just a side note, like for anybody who maybe has a bad relationship with their parents, I'm not preaching here at all, and by no means am I telling somebody to go out and I don't know, do what I did, but like for me it was something that I just had to go and live and spend time with my dad to understand him and really see for myself just what the reality is versus your own perspective. Because when you're a kid growing up, you know, you kind of, you think you have an idea about things, but until you're really out in the world, you don't necessarily understand things. And even now, like, you know, it's not something that you just, like, it's not like I went and moved in and everything became crystal clear. I still have things going on in my mind that I work out. But I think if you have a parent that you don't know, then you should go and get to know them while they're still around. But on top of that, getting to know my grandmother, so my dad's mom was fucking phenomenal. She's like one of the most inspirational, amazing women that I have ever known. And you know, I'm grateful I got to spend a couple months in the Bronx, living there, but that was still going, that was at a time where I was still mentally, like, not in the best place, and so I was making some dumb decisions. And, you know, one thing I definitely learned about the Bronx, especially where my family lives, you know, is that if you're not from there and you didn't grow up there, you probably don't belong there. And not belong in the sense that, like, you're not allowed to be there, but something, you have the potential to have something happen to you if you stick out. And I was definitely somebody who stuck out because, you know, I was, I just, you know, I wasn't from there, so it's hard for me to try and fit in or whatever. And once again, I was also dealing with my own shit, just trying to figure out things with my family. And so yeah, I went and lived in the Bronx for a couple months in, what was it, 2016. So at the end of 2016, And then I tried to get myself back into school, which I did successfully in for the spring semester of 2017. And I kind of gave things my last shot. I was studying music. But then I just realized, you know, that type of environment isn't meant for everybody. Once again, I was on this kind of downward spiral, and it really came to a head, or a it came to its, I guess, its climax at the end, or towards the end of that semester, where you know, fuck it. Like, I feel like honesty is important. So, yeah, I don't mean to laugh at this. It's just how I deal with it. Am I about to say this for real? Yeah. So it was at the end of April 2017. So last year, I tried to hang myself. And, yeah, that happened, and it was the first time in my life that I really acknowledged myself that I needed to go get some help mentally, and I went into, like, the school therapy office, whatever, and told them what happened, yada, yada, things that were going on, and I got myself kind of out of there, and, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, obviously suicide is no laughing matter. Depression is no laughing matter. Anybody who's been through those things, I think, will be able to tell you in their own way how they deal with it. But for me, I guess I'm a sicko because I deal with it by laughing at myself. Actually, let's just say, no, whatever. Yeah, so that happened, and I left, and I got some help for like a week and a half, and then I realized, like, I just kind of, and a lot of this had to do with the fact that I was still involved with drinking and drugs. I was intoxicated when I tried to do what I did, and you know, since that moment, I have never ever, like, I don't ever want to think about doing something. Like, my life is completely turned around from that, which is why I feel really comfortable doing this and talking about it, because things have changed so much from that moment, and I wanted to just kind of clear the air, I guess. But yeah, so I left that school that I went to, and came back out to California after I spent like a week or so in, like a hospital. 'Cause, like, right, you know, you have to do that. And that's okay. But I left, came back out to California, started working again at the old job that I was working at. And then, a couple months went by, and that's when, you know, I had been working on keeping myself sober and getting myself away from doing the shit that I had been doing when I decided to do to try and kill myself. And so the next step naturally for me was truck driving, because in order to get your commercial driver's license, you needed to be completely sober. And yeah, so that was kind of my natural thought process on getting myself to go and apply for my CDL and get involved with this company. And so here we are, a year later in 2018, and I am starting this podcast. So welcome everybody to That Guy You Hate. Well, no, I changed it from That Guy You Hate to That Person You Hate, just because it's 2018 and, you know, women can be hated too. But yeah, so this has been the intro episode. I'm debating on whether I'll do one or two more just to kind of keep you guys posted on how I'm feeling or whatever. Jesus, this really did sound like a therapy session. I apologize to the listeners, but I wanted to give this intro episode, and I hope to move forward with this podcast in a lot of great ways. I want to have a lot of great discussions, and I want to talk with a lot of interesting people. So I'm going to wrap this up. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in. And, you know, just one more thing. I'm going to try. The reason I felt like opening up to on this is because, like, I want people to understand that this is going to be like a place where we can really discuss anything, and where the guests that I have on aren't afraid to be themselves, because that was a big reason as to why I did, or why I said, or shared with you guys the things I shared with you today. So yeah, once again, thank you for listening in, and this is That Person You Hate, Samuel Davis. Thanks again, and I'll see you on the next one. All right, have a good one. I hope you're all doing well. I love you, and I'll let you know what happens on the next podcast. I don't know how to do outros. Once again, this is a rough run through, but here we are. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.